I'm David Lau, and this is Poetry Now. Arguably, what we've seen politically in the last, 7 years or so is a dress rehearsal for things much bigger to come. I started writing this recent collection of poetry in 2009. That was the year here in Santa Cruz where we had big political demonstrations in opposition to the budget cuts and tuition hikes that were being imposed after the financial crisis. I was one of the few faculty members that had really anything concretely to do with it. They were throwing dance parties in the occupation at night, and so that was encouraging large crowds to come out, and then they were kind of basing their organizing around trying to connect with people who were coming to these so-called electro-communist dance parties. So I think that's where I originally got the idea for somehow the equation between this constructivist aesthetic and the kind of student movement with its mashed dyed dreadlocks and, you know, not showering for a week or something like that. The poem's very dense. The title is taken from a futurist opera. I think that my poetry and art and that sort of thing connects up to the avant-garde of the early 20th century in its insistence on a mode of representation that doesn't necessarily take a straightforwardly representational form, but tries to embody those social changes. Curtain design for victory over the sun. My observation are as follows, still dirty in the wisdom that is constructivist red theater pieces, bike gloves all like a mashed crop of dyed hair, a bad crop this year. We started the play at once, an enemy of the people. A Buddha of lapidary contrition enters, hospice, tears, La Clemenza di Tito interlude rolled in tulips of decisive consequence. Sprezzatura, our row throws that cosmic scratch, apotropaic, scaling back to the corner pocket angle on the hustle, live at the paradox. I try to generously assume a lot of the audience, like give them a lot of credit. For me, that's a progressive thing to do. Introducing Ibsen or the Buddha, Mozart, all of this rolled up in flowers, then somehow it all kind of comes down to this image of a guy playing pool. And he's got some angle on the corner pocket. And then it concludes with this reference to a Sun Ra album that was recorded at the Paradox Jazz Club, trying to yoke things together that don't belong together, incongruous juxtapositions. All of these things have a value in my poetic universe. It's a style that I've worked on constructing for a long time. We can only maybe in some technical way in poetry now try to put things together in these strange and unforeseeable collages. You know, and I turn to political poetry and avant-garde art simultaneously to find my way these days.
That was David Lau and his poem, Curtain Design for Victory Over the Sun. I'm Colin McNulty, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.